brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hey, I know we've got Army folks and police and Marines holding. I want to get your quick take on this after the break, and then we're going to have another guest joining us, Doug Hagman, who predicted all this on Monday. You know, talked about how it was imminent. Obama was about to double down. I mean, this is a false flag, no doubt. Now they're talking about how the duffel bag, the bombs, were just sitting there for a while. And the police were like, never mind, drill, move on. I mean, normally a donut pastry box falls in the ground. They bring in dogs and robots and only we protect you from the non-existent bombs. All the cities in the U.S., I'm getting Homeland Security funds for giant anti-bomb robots. This is a military-industrial complex PR rollout. How do we sell $50 billion worth of robots? I mean, Austin spent like $3 million. They spent like $3 million on... look it up. I forget. I think it was more on some robots for the non-existent bombs. But the government said, there will be bombs in every city routinely. Get ready. And I guess it'll always, I guess they'll get the cops out with the bomb truck and, they'll go find a little kid and just go over to the stick. Hold this for me, Sonny, on a big, black bomb with a fuse on it. Bye bye, Sonny Pie. Oh, man, this is too incredible. Also, you guys can sit around all day and be on the imaginary bomb squad. You know, you got to blow us up here and there. I mean, there is just no end to this government. But, of course, it's their whole business. It's a human sacrifice. Our ancestors used to sacrifice people, believing it made the harvest be better. And now they just blow stuff up. And, I would imagine they're like, here, Sonny, sit on my duffel bag for me. And, okay, mister. So they can kill the little kid and use them all over the nose. I mean, there's just, of course, they want to kill you with vaccines anyways. Why not kill you now? So we'll get everybody's take on that. And again, I've been trying to get Dan Bedondi on, but his Skype's been up and down. So we're going to... Oh, he's back. Dan, we're going to break here in a minute, but I'll bring you back and then take calls and then go to Mr. Hagman ahead of Stuart Rhodes popping in, Oath Keepers, to get his take on this. But Joel Skousen says false flag. I mean, how could it not be? This is so ridiculous now. And we're just waiting for the other shoe to drop, the right-wing patsy they're going to try to blame. They're already trying to mix the term right-wing in with Al-Qaeda, the group that's completely Islamophobic. Dan, good job getting your question into the governors and others. No doubt you shut down their press conferences. What can you tell us about behind the scenes, Dan Bedondi?
Since they asked a question, and I asked it again, and they would not answer the question, and I got the look of death from every federal agency that was there, the government officials, everything, and I knew right away I had to grab my camera quick, as soon as the press conference is over, because the woman gets right on the stage, oh, this is the end of the press conference, and everybody's, gives me the look of death, so I grabbed my equipment and I jetted right out of there, but I mean, it was crazy. I mean, it's like the first question out, and all of a sudden they call the press conference, It's because you put them on the stand, you pose them with real questions, and all of a sudden the mainstream media don't like it because...
Well, that's why I hired you, is because you are fearless. And I know you get homesick with, go see your son and your family, everybody back in Rhode Island. But as an East Coast reporter, the reports you file every week are just phenomenal. And we're hiring more editors, so soon we can get more of your reports out. You send us the raw footage. But great job, Dan. Tell us about more behind the scenes.
When I got there, right away, I seen armored vehicles driving by. I got pictures I sent to Dew, and I got video I'm going to be posting soon. I was found, actually, the military and the police. They were going from in the alleyways, from, going looking at people's cars into the garages with automatic assault weapons and just looking for bombs and everything.
Oh, yeah, the bombs they planted. The military is now taking over the area, and the news is they are in control, and they are running the investigation. So we're just learning. The military's here. Totally illegal, but they'll keep us safe from those bombs, Dan. Tell us more of what you've witnessed there in Boston, where you've been reporting since yesterday afternoon. Dan Bedondi, Infowars.com reporter. And again, look at Infowars on the cutting edge of the reporting. And we'll also give you an update on some of the latest breaking news that's up at DrudgeReport.com. We're going to get to your phone calls, and then Doug Hagman, and then at about 40 after, via phone, we're going to have Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers on. Jam-packed third hour right now.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are now 8 minutes into the here today, and we are tracking the tragic 100-plus dead, 100 injured, 3 dead there at the Boston Marathon. But my only point is, and I have a clip of this coming up in a few minutes, is Obama says if it's a bomb and it kills civilians, it's terrorism, which I tend to agree. But when, our military, working for the globalist, goes in and kills a million-plus Iraqis with sanctions and bombs and weapons in the last 15 years, Madeleine Albright doesn't deny it. She says it's a good price to pay. And I've seen cases where they've killed over 200 people with a Predator drone, a wedding, a 1,000-pound, 2,000-pound bomb to get one bad guy who hasn't been convicted, and there's really no proof. And look, our government runs al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and gives them 10,000 heat-seeking missiles. They run al-Qaeda. And then they'll kill a whole family. And I'll see the video on Pakistani TV, blood everywhere, arms, legs. You try to show that, they will kick you off YouTube. You cover that, you're a traitor. Because you're not supposed to personalize those people. Back in the day of Walter Cronkite, they'd show a naked 8-year-old Vietnamese girl running down a path, a rice paddy, with her skin hanging off from napalm. But now they won't show it. They'll show all the fake violence, zombies, murder, death, most horrific up-close stuff. But that's simulated killing, which conditions you to not care. But if it's the real thing, you're not supposed to see it. You're not supposed to even see the flag-draped coffins of our dead troops. You're supposed to just say you're patriotic, but then, you know, once they actually get back, treat them like garbage. There are troops all over Boston and other major cities, not just here, but worldwide, all part of the security theater. And again, 400 troops, checkpoints, a drill, and it didn't protect anybody. It didn't protect anybody. So now they're saying we're going to have TSA and troops everywhere in America. Will that protect you? And again, they sold billions of dollars of robots to local. Austin bought a couple multi-million dollar robots for the coming bombing. We will be bombed, they said. I guess if they hype it enough, mentally ill people might actually try to do it. And then they pull you over and say, this Tannerite you had for your shooting show is a bomb. I bought it at the local store. Well, you're going to jail anyways. Or you've got black powder for black powder hunting. We're going to take you to jail. Or, look, you have jumper cables, pipe bombs. I mean, this is the new hysteria of bombs, when you got three people dead. What's the latest? Over 100 injured, and how many have died? Three, right? I'm going from memory. Real quick, Dan Bondi, our reporter that took over both press conferences, and they canceled the press conferences because he was asking real questions about, hey, what about the drill? And they're like, there was no drill, Sonny. Even though the drills are admitted, that's a big deal. Then we're going to your phone calls and then to Doug Hagman. Go ahead and make your points there, Dan, on what else you saw while you're there in Boston.
Well, I talked to a lot of the athletes who participated in the event, and they had the same scenario. If they heard or seen the bomb, they said the first thing the first one they thought was just a firework or something. Then when the second one went off, that's when they knew there was something wrong. And yeah, I mean, like, you had the massive police state that was already there. That's going to make you question one thing. I know it's a big event. People say they have to be heightened security, no doubt. But, you know, for them to be having drills, then local 15 reported that there was announcements being made moments before the bombs went off to tell people to remain calm. But you didn't hear that. You know, it's like, you didn't hear that. You didn't see that. You didn't build that. You know what I mean? And you didn't hear that stuff because, you know, the government knows what's best for you. And, you know, this is showing true signs of a false flag. I mean, I'm calling false flag all over.
Yeah, because people noticed them placing the big duffel bag bombs to be homemade to whoever drugged up Patsy. They've got to blame it on them. And it's like, never mind this. Ma'am, can your son sit on the duffel bag? This is only a drill. Hug the bag. Yeah, Marines are trained to jump on the hand grenade. And absolutely, this thing, they ran the anthrax attack. That later came out. They ran 7-7. That was drills. It's the same thing, Dan. Other points that you'd like to add?
Well, the points, too, I want to make real quick, it's in kind of relation to this, is the first U.S. nuclear power plant to be formally tested for a terrorist attack plan. This is reported by the Patriot News, Central PA, Central Pennsylvania News, as I was saying today.
Yeah, NBC News, 3 Mile Island to conduct hostile action drill. Yes, everyone's, but who stands to gain? Who wants the funding for the police state takeover? Who stands to gain? Who has the motive? Who's been caught doing this before?
Well, absolutely the FBI. I mean, how many times do they have their hand in a plot? And actually giving bombs to the so-called terrorists, coaching them, being in relations with them for a couple of years just to get them, give them the firearms or whatever they needed. Then the last minute they come in as the saviors, even though they gave them the gun.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, I have the New York Times article from April 28th last year, terrorist plots hatched by the FBI. Document cam on this. Thank you, guys. And it goes through the fact that they create completely fake terror groups and try to let them then carry out the bombings, like the first World Trade Center bombing was a FBI operation. New York Times. But the media says Alex claims the FBI has hatched plots. No, it's been admitted in court. Here it is, your precious New York Times. Go ahead, sir.
And right away, they made the announcement that the FBI is taking over the investigation. And, like, I knew that was going to happen in the first place. And it was just like they were already there. I mean, it was just like all the pawns were already set, just like 9/11, just like Oklahoma City, just like Waco. It's just like one after another. I mean, how many times, Alex, have you told people, show government documents, Army field manuals about staging false flag terror, but yet people still denying it and say, oh, there's no such thing as false flag terror, when it's right in their faces by their own government.
By the way, I saw the footage of you asking the governor, could this be a false flag? Notice he knew what that was, to take our liberties. And he looked like a bad guy, a Dr. Evil, a black Dr. Evil, totally freaking out and staring at you. And then they shut the conference down because the question freaked him out so bad. You had the first question, and they had hundreds of press there ready to fawn on these people, and they shut it down and looked completely panicked. They looked completely guilty, guilty as sin, that they've been told to shut up.
Well, absolutely, and ignorance shows guilt right there. When you're ignorant and you're showing guilt, I mean, I got the look of death. And I, all the way till they left the room, I'm pounding them. What about the drills? What about the, you know, is this a false flag terror? You know, and I called it how I seen it. And I just the look on the FBI's face, I mean, I wish I had to, could put the camera in that guy's face. I mean, having the FBI agent at the time there just gave me this look like if looks could kill, I would have been annihilated. And it was crazy.
Well, you're right. And again, we're rolling some video here of the governor at the press conference after you asked your question. And there's more footage of it. In fact, I was seeing a widescreen of it earlier. He looked so upset and so shifty-eyed in the close-up shots of this. Dan, I tell you, you're doing a great job, and God bless you. We'll keep reporting, upload them to your InfoWars YouTube channel, and we'll air them here on the main radio show. God bless you. Great job. Be safe.
God bless, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to get to some calls ahead of Doug Hagman and his intel on this. And then Stuart Rhodes just got off an airplane, is getting to a position to be able to call in for Oath Keepers. He's on his way to Boston right now. But, yeah, there's the close-up footage of the governor acting completely shifty-eyed whenever Badandi asked his question. We're going to go ahead now and go to some of the calls that have been holding so long. I appreciate people holding. Craig and Mash, former police, what is your take on this whole thing, sir?
Hi, Alex. How are you? Great job. I think you're right with the false flag theory. Yesterday, they unveiled the Homeland Security vehicles with millions, all black. And what were the Sandy Hook parents sitting in the grandstands across about 50 yards up from the explosion? Why did they have to bring them into it? I think there's a – you're right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they went too far. They got greedy on this, how they choreographed it. I mean, did they have Steven Spielberg running this? We know they had Jerry Bruckheimer running the fake Private Lynch rescue. That actually came out. I mean, yeah, this is just over. I mean, anybody who's got a brain can see the scripting. Go ahead.
Right on immediately and says if it's a group, and he sort of had a look in his eyes like, you know, there's something, he's going to make something else of it. Another thing, Alex. In Massachusetts, all the police vehicles are black, and they're becoming standardized. When you see them now, you don't even know what town you're in. There's a badge, a grayish badge on the door of each of these vehicles, and they're worth tons, millions of dollars.
No, that's Homeland Security. They tell you what it has to look like, and it's a secret police. And they're making local police federalized. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble. And the training manuals, the stuff that they give the police now is like a joke. I mean, it's so over the top that obviously the feds are the bad guys. But, hey, they're saying Christian gun owners are the new enemy. Worse than Al-Qaeda. What's worse than Al-Qaeda? Christians.
You're right. But one quick thing. As far as the police takeover, I was law enforcement for years. I'm retired. But there are brothers, sisters, sons, aunts, daughters. When the day comes when they're supposed to turn on us, most of them are going to lay down their weapons, and they're not going to do it. And I'm just praying that day comes, when it comes, if I hope it doesn't, that they lay down their weapons and support their brothers and sisters, Americans like you, me, and millions of other people listening. And I want to tell you, I stick InfoWar.com stickers on poles in my town. I make them up with magic marker. And I'm spreading the word out here in Massachusetts. It's a communist state. And I'm ready to move out. Can I tell you a quick story?
Sure.
Real quick?
Sure.
I was out in the Southwest. I don't want to say the state, visiting my son out near you. I was coming back with my wife. I was at Sky Harbor Airport. It was 10:30 at night. I saw a guy with a yellow FAA vest taking pictures of a license plate illegally parked. So I had my camera, which I like taking pictures. I took a picture near him. He came over to me and said, "Why did you take that picture?" And I said, "You know why I took the picture? Because I wanted to, and this is still America." And then he says, "Well, why were you taking the picture up there?" I says, "Because I like architecture. I took a picture of the overbridge, like the walkway." And I thought that was, my wife said, "What the heck was that?"
Oh,
no, no. Everything is about how we're guilty, but they never are, when most of the perpetrators are the false flag insiders. And that's just a historical fact. They're like, how dare you look at me? Well, you have the motive. You have the history. You've done it over and over again. Absolutely. It's incredible. God bless you, sir. More calls coming up, and we've got special guests joining us.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Alex Jones here back live, and when the official radio show ends here in about 35 minutes, I'm going into overdrive that some stations carry with Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, constitutional lawyer, veteran. He's on his way to Boston for the 19th event. They're trying to blame it on domestic groups, as you know, right now. Regardless, they're mixing the term Al-Qaeda with conservative now or libertarian, because we oppose the unconstitutional things that that are happening. We're going to go to Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network, who did a great job on Coast to Coast AM last night breaking all this down. I'll be on for the full show tonight. I know I don't work hard enough. I only did 11 hours yesterday, and I got about 5 hours sleep, and I'm doing this, and then I'm doing Coast to Coast. But wild horses couldn't drag me away. If I'm going to risk my life for liberty, I'm going to go 110%. That doesn't mean sometimes I'm not going to be making mistakes or stumbling around, you know, in the great exertion. But I'm on the field here. Now, you just heard Joel Skousen, who I really respect, saying clear false flag. They are breathlessly on the news trying to tie it into Sandy Hook and domestic stuff. Terror in Boston. Hagel, SecDef, says Pentagon ready to violate Posse Comitatus. They already are. So that rollout's happening. They're saying it's a positive to get the gun bills passed because this diverts the political heat off of them. And Homeland Security being given autonomous total takeover power. That's happening right now. This is perfect timing. Big Sis said, give me money or there'll be a terror attack. And give us more power. I mean, this is 101. Every time they're about to pass, more power. This happens. Obama insider admits to link attempts to link Boston bombing to tax day. Boston massacre. Obama looks to tax day for right-wing terror explanation. Family Guy episode predicts Boston Marathon attack. Boston Marathon bombing. Who do they plan to blame? Eyewitness authorities must have known about bombing. Official story unraveling from Boston Marathon bombing. That's all at PrisonPlanet.com, our backup auxiliary site, and Infowars.com. And we have the free video feeds and audio feeds at Infowars.com/Twitter. And please follow us at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. I'm going to tweet right now. Guys, I was charging my phone. Will somebody bring it in, please? I'm going to tweet right now that video link for your friends and family so you can send it out to folks so they can tune in. Because we're going to be live now right till about 8 or 9 tonight. We're going to run a rebroadcast for an hour or so we can take a break here. But we're going to be live continually here. So Infowars.com/... listen, and when Jakari Jackson and them are in here, they'll cover news for 30 minutes. They'll take an hour or two of your calls. So heavy calls coming up. We're going to break here in a moment for the rest of the hour. Doug Hagman will be with us. Sorry I've gone to my guests a little late today. You start going a little late to each guest, and it builds up by the end. But, Doug, the most devastating evidence is that Rob Due, my news director, constantly argues with his defense intelligence brother-in-law, who is actually pretty high up in it, and he's on the Army marathon team, and he can run 24 miles in his sleep. He was running. He was pretty much fine, and they came over and said, you're dehydrated. We're pulling you out, because he was up towards the front coming up to the finish line right before all this happened. They're running drills, all of this. Hagman, what is your latest intel from the Northeast Intelligence Network? You're up there. You have the best sources on the East Coast. You said Monday Obama's about to double down, imminent terror attack, and you were right. So here you are.
Well, thanks, Alex. And I got to tell you this. According to my sources, there's just so much to this that we're not hearing that we may never hear about. But I think you've done a great job in breaking things down here. You've got various situations that mirror historical terrorist attacks here in this country. And one thing that I was really concerned about is, you know, with all of the accusations of saying, well, you can't really say this is a false flag attack, or you can't really conclude anything. While that might be a true statement today, you know, are we wrong to be a little bit jaded or a little bit gun shy about what we're seeing here with respect to this incident? The fact that this appears to fit a certain template that we've seen in the past with the training drills, even the prior warnings with the dogs, explosive sniffing dogs, the extreme police presence, the drills, so on and so forth. I don't think we're wrong to question the facts at all or question the motives at all, especially in the over the last 24 hours when you have, as you pointed out, the Axelrods and the others coming out and saying, "Hey, wait a minute, this could very well be a Patriot-related attack."
They were saying it within 1 hour.
Exactly. So I mean, everything is the agenda on that side.
There's no real Tea Party person that would blow up people at that. They'd attack the UN or something. We'll be right back. Why does nobody ever do that, by the way? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, it completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Guest Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network here in just a moment. Chuck in Boston, and you're noticing the FBI saying, give us all your footage, just like Oklahoma City. Don't give it to the media. But he's saying he saw cops with backpacks, and that's exactly what the bombs were in. And again, they were running a drill. People saw stuff that was making them suspicious, and they'd say, it's just a drill, never mind. I would imagine, by the way, Sonny, can you sit on this bag for me? I'm an officer. Here's a lollipop. I mean, I'm telling you, that's how sick this is, and they could be firing who knows what. And it could be Islamic, could be fake, could be real. I mean, they're trying to blame it on the Tea Party. We're going back to Hagman in a minute with his connections out there on the East Coast. But, Chuck, what did you see?
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir. Tell us what you saw.
Yeah, I appreciate what you're doing. I can't talk too long. I got out of Boston as quick as I could. I was in at the 13-mile marker for the race. I was walking from a restaurant over to meet my friend, and What I saw was they caught my eye. It was a cop, and I disguised. I sent the video to the UN. Forget the press. Forget the FBI. I sent it to the UN. You, whoever they are, the world military, whatever the hell they are, and I put it on YouTube. I disguised it, and the name is 9/11 Liars Club. I disguised it as a 9/11 video because it's all connected as conspiracies. But what I saw.
Okay. Tell me the name of the video on YouTube, and we'll pull it up. Say it again clearly.
9/11 Liars Club. I disguised it as that, but what I saw was a state trooper in his car, unmarked. He had his gun exposed, so he's obviously a cop. And pulling it back, a knapsack, a backpack, put into the baby carriage, and I said, "What? This ain't right." I recorded into my, I zoomed in on the license plate and everything, and I caught him on video putting the second one in the baby carriage. Hey, I gotta go. I don't trust this.
All right, that caller sounded a little bit sarcastic, and maybe I'm wrong reading the voice, but you open the phones up, you're going to get some of that stuff. A lot of people that are working for the globalist also think it's funny to make all this a joke. It's going to be funny when they take your private pension fund and go ahead and drink that fluoride and give your kid all the shots. Oh, you don't do that. It's just for the rest of us. It's all a big joke. And maybe that guy wasn't bad, but that sounded like somebody reading a script. That's what Skousen said he thought was going on earlier, too. And if the guy's wrong, I'm wrong. But that sounded like it was just designed to be paranoid. You know, you hear these ads that I don't condone going, you better go to this site or you're, you know, basically dead. I'm saying we need to get informed and involved or the evil will take over and then we're enslaved. I'm not like we're screwed, you know, get ready. It's like we can turn this around. But a lot of callers coming in. We've got Trish in New York, Families Military, John in Washington Army, Bill in Indiana, bombings related, Dean, Army, Billy. We'll get to all of you. But let me just shut up so Doug Hagman of the Northeast Intelligence Network can get his points out. What are you hearing? What are you seeing out of this? The police saying there wasn't a drill, but the drill's on record. What's your take on this? What are you hearing?
A couple of things. The train drill did happen as it was initially reported. And by the way, I talked to my source from the DHS this morning, and his reply to that training drill was, how safe does that make you feel, even if things went off exactly as the government stated, where you had a real live training drill or a real live security force there with dogs checking for explosives, finding none? How safe do you feel now? How well did that work out for you? That was number one. But more disconcerting than that, Alex, as of this morning when I talked to my source, he did say that this was an opening salvo of additional attacks of this nature that he classified in his terminology as diversionary attacks, meaning false flag attacks. At least that's what I got out of that statement. So I think what we're seeing here, based on the most current information I've got, is this is not the end of anything. This is the beginning of a more deadly, perhaps, a series of attacks. We're seeing the beginning of it could even be a wag the dog scenario, but a beginning of a campaign to demonize, further demonize the conservative base, to further demonize the people that are patriots. And the fact that this happened on Patriot's Day should be lost on no one. The fact that there are other issues related to Boston and freedom should be lost on no one. Clearly, and again, based on my source, I think the most important, if I can say nothing else today for today's broadcast, is expect more and look at these as diversions. And that's pretty frightening as far as I'm concerned.
Well said, and I did confirm that last caller was a disinfo operative who's doing a pathetic job, by the way. What he's promoting is 421 views after a few years. But it shows how desperate they are that we're being swarmed by trolls online at an unprecedented level and on the videos and on air right now. They're very upset about the message we're putting out. And I know you don't like to jump the gun, Doug, but I mean, come on. Every TV show demonizes patriots. Every channel, even Fox, is saying it's probably right-wingers. Whether it turns out to be that or not, they're now mixing Al-Qaeda and right-wingers like it's one, you know, one thing. And it's just pure demonization when the globalists run Al-Qaeda now. I mean that's not debated. So what does your gut tell you this is? And, you know, if your source, who I've talked to, one of your sources, if your source, you know, says he has this information, because I have my sources as well, I mean, if we don't know who's behind it, then how do we know there's more? This is an opening salvo.
No, I totally agree with you on this. And even if someone, for example, even if a member of Al-Qaeda, as you rightfully point out, that it's a creation of our intelligence agencies, even if that turns out to be true, well, number one, how do we know there's going to be more? I agree with that. Number two, the fact that it could be Al-Qaeda for the very reasons that they would state their religious reasons. However, it's going to be exploited to demonize the patriots, the constitutional loving people, and Christians. So it's
exactly
almost,
it might be
matter.
Real. It might be real terrorists that came over from Mexico. They would cover it up and find some patriot to blame.
Oh, exactly. It's almost as if the facts don't matter. It's almost as if everyone is saying, well, it's the Patriots. It's because of this, extreme, I don't know, ideology by the conservative base in America that's causing the division in America, when in fact it is the progressive communist globalist one world order people that are causing this, that are creating and exacerbating situations like this. Everything we've seen since, well, even before the last piece of glass hit the pavement in Boston, everything we've seen is an attempt to demonize the very message of ours, the patriotic, constitutional loving, Christian conservative base in this country. So expect more of this. And if this doesn't work, they'll do something else. But we have to remember, too, we're also involved in a three-dimensional chess game here. We cannot look at this just merely in the context of one event. This happened in the context of other fights, constitutional rights being eroded, the gun grab confiscation taking place, our economic just devastation. That we have here.
That's right. It's a smokescreen from everything else they're doing. And meanwhile, Axelrod says it's probably the Tea Party doing it. Weekly Standard, Young Turks, O'Reilly, Slimeball Matthews, all of them. This just goes on and on. Here's my point. This is why I said this was imminent. Again, every show says that patriots are going to murder you and your family and bomb public events with no evidence or history. Clearly, they're gearing up to do it themselves and blame it on us. That's 101. That's right. 101. And if they do try to say it's Al-Qaeda, everybody's going to point out, well, why is NATO arming Al-Qaeda then? So I don't see them going with that narrative. But, I mean, maybe the public's so stupid. Maybe they let Al-Qaeda in with a bunch of heat-seeking missiles. They shoot down airplanes. And then they go, oh, well, they got them in Libya, and everybody's too dumb to get to know that our government gave them to them. I mean, it's so simple. I mean, I guess the government just stage a bunch of bombings, take over. I mean, it's real simple.
Well, you know, I think, Alex, we're in the fight of our lives here. This is the end game. This is for all the marbles. Our liberties are at stake. Our very way of life is at stake. We're seeing the bankers rape, pillage, and plunder our bank accounts.
That's why you're seeing hyperventilating by all of the establishment authoritarians that say they're leftist, going after the guns and everything and saying your kids belong to the state. It's like they know something huge is coming, and they're licking their chops with arrogance. I mean, they are on real power trips, and I hope they know we got hundreds of millions of guns, we got the jump on you, we know you're a terrorist, we know who you are, we know you're scum, we know you hate us. I mean, I hope they understand that we know who they are.
And I think they do, which is why I think we're seeing the reactions that we're seeing. I think that there's in their mind, they are not leaving anything to chance. There's no single point failure for them. And so we may see in this multidimensional chess game, we may see a terrorist attack like we saw yesterday, or an attack or a bombing like we saw yesterday, and then something else take place over in another part of the world. I mean, look, it's just like what we're seeing in North Korea. What's that all about? Well, that's to divert our assets, military assets over there. there. Well, things can happen in the Middle East. You know, everything is connected here.
I was about to say oil, gold, Russia, right. Europe, China, Japan getting in fights now, North Korea, Iran, putting Al-Qaeda in charge of all these countries with Homeland Security and NATO. Everything is going like somebody hit the dominoes. You know, basically, yeah, exactly. Somebody tripped the dominoes, and the game is in play now. What is it building towards?
Well, ultimately, I mean, we are a captured operation. When we can't even have an intelligent conversation about current events, whether it's about the pedigree of our current occupant of the White House or about what happened in Benghazi, for example, we still haven't gotten any answers to Benghazi. How can we expect, how can the average American expect to get the truth on something like what happened yesterday? We can't. What's this all building to? This is all building to the ultimate things that you talk about, this global domination. It's going to be a situation where they're going to collapse our economy. I mean, this is how it's been told to me. Our economy is going to be collapsed. It's a deliberate economic collapse of the dollar. We are going to be essentially slaves, subjugated to a one-world global governance. And I know this is hard to really fathom for some people. It was for me for a long time. But when you see the evidence here, so the bottom line is this. Everything that we're seeing is one step closer to the further erosion of our liberties, to the further enslavement of not only us, but our children and our grandchildren. And this is for all of the marbles. This is for the entire power structure of the globe. Something happens here in the United States that further erodes our freedom. Something happens in North Korea. Something happens in Syria. All of this is to a means to an end, and the end is our total and complete subjugation and enslavement to a one-world global system of governance, which is why they've got to get rid of. We can't have a police state and an armed citizenry. It just doesn't work out well. So what we're seeing here are methods, are events that will result in a further gun confiscation, further erosion of liberties. And if for example, Sandy Hook didn't do it, something else will. No single point failure on the part of those coming after us.
Yeah, and let's not forget, they stage Fast and Furious. They do stage false flags. Even CBS reported they got the memos. They were planning to blame the Second Amendment and say, hey, your guns are causing Mexico's problems when it wasn't our guns. And even when they got caught, they still went forward with it. And I mean, you look at Aurora. I mean, that is open and shut. Classic MK Ultra, staged, drugged, you know, DARPA program, Pentagon psychiatrist over him. He's in a brain man interface, machine interface program, just like Theodore Kaczynski was in MK Ultra. That's declassified. And but no one ever goes, gee, why was the guy from MK Ultra the reported Unabomber? Because the truth is, they just set up these drugged out mind control guys to be their cutouts, you know, to tell their radical anti human story. I mean, it's just incredible how the globalists...
Hey, look, the CIA for 30 years, I believe it was 87 different universities, millions upon millions of dollars. How many subjects were affected by this trauma-based mind control? We've seen this. It's documented. You've pointed this out. So, you know, we do have these Aurora shooters and other people. People think that this is conspiracy nonsense. I used to laugh at it and think, oh, my gosh. No, it can't be. But the documentation is out there for anyone to look at. But I think the important point right now is this. We have to realize that we're in the fight of our lives, that there are people who want to take control of us. This is part of their operation. You've got David Axelrod, and that was a great article, too, by Steve Watson. David Axelrod coming out and saying, well, you know, it could very well be a dispute over tax day, referring to the bombing of yesterday. This is so at the end of the day, at the end of when it does come down to the motive, it's going to be so watered down that people, all they're going to remember is Patriots Day, tax day, bombing, that type of thing. And it's a trauma-based, this is where the trauma-based mind control comes in, and the use of the press to
That's it. They're the ones engaged in the trauma-based mind control, milking Sandy Hook, milking Aurora, milking this to divert us from the $85 billion a month that's transferred to offshore banks. And if you look at all the thousands of declassified tests, some of which had thousands of programs within them or incidences where they would kill foster kids, veterans, troops, towns, white people, black people, they don't care. Of course they would stage something like this. Criminal globalist elements, because they like doing this as well. And now images of troops with machine guns everywhere bugging their eyes out at people as if 400 troops, checkpoints didn't stop this. In fact, it's probably the people running the checkpoints that brought this to you. I mean, it's so elementary, and I think more and more people are... Do you think it shook them up that we had a reporter take over both press conferences?
You know what? I don't know anymore. I defer to you on that. I really don't know, but all I know is this: I think that we are the intended recipients of the shock and awe campaign, this military psyops campaign, this campaign of extreme disinformation, and disinformation is the key here. You've got people that are in the media that are working for the globalists. You've got the people that are performing these press conferences that are obviously working for
absolutely
the globalists.
We are so infiltrated. That's why they shut down both press conferences. HomelandSecurityUS.com is the website, HomelandSecurityUS.com. Doug Hagman, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you and get updates very, very soon. All right, stay with us. We're going to get the head of Oath Keepers on straight ahead.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We will not be forgotten, we won't be left behind, our memories live on immortalized. And boys, we'll rise again.
I am the
I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor.
I'm a liberated man.
Man.
But the rain hasn't
fallen. The rain hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die.
Bankman says he likes me.
Bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too.
He ain't my friend.
He ain't my friend.
But I'll ride again.
And I'll ride again.
All right, that's enough of that great highwayman music.
I am an American.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. is the official transmission. But when this hour ends, we will go to video and audio streams that are already up and running, free for everybody at Infowars.com/listen. And then the nightly news at 7 o'clock will be regrouped and ready. Then I'll do Coast to Coast AM tonight for 3 hours on the Globalist Master Takeover Plan. But undoubtedly, I'm going to be able to spend some time on this, and we'll have more tonight. So that's, I don't know, 560-something radio stations across the country. So that'll certainly be a powerful 1-2 punch at coasttocoastam.com. I want to take some phone calls right now. I've got some other special reports I'm going to play and a recap of all this before I throw it at 20 after to Jakari Jackson and David Knight. And then it'll be Rob Dude, Jakari Jackson, and David Knight, but Rob Dude leading it on the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. And that's all available free at Infowars.com/listen with our continued 24-hour coverage. And by the way, our AM and FM affiliates are welcome, any of the shows out there that come on after us, to take any clips from the shows or any of the feeds tonight that you feel like carrying. That will be available at the free streams and even high quality. We also have low res as well for people that don't have good internet connections at Infowars.com/listen. And again, if you follow us on Twitter, you can find all that information right there. But I'm going to punch out for a few hours just to save my voice so I can do Coast to Coast AM tonight, because by the time I was into, like, you know, 11th hour of transmission yesterday and barking orders behind the scenes, I had no voice by 9 o'clock last night. a rest will always, like, I start to feel it even now. I'm starting to get a little bit even. Again, I don't do a Clint Eastwood voice on purpose. Go ahead, punk. Make my day. My name's Bill Clinton. I didn't have sex with that lady. I always tell you the truth. Hand in your firearms. It's not that I want to enslave you or anything. It's just we're buying a lot more guns. We like to be the only ones that have them over at MENA at the airport where we fly the narcotics in. So that's basically all I wanted to say to you. How's that sound? Okay. Again, I know we got a bunch of callers. I'll get to you, and then I will get to these video clips. But John and then others that are patiently holding, Trish, Bill, Dean, and Billy, I'll get to all of you. And, again, I get a little dingy sometimes on air and make jokes because I'm tired. I start singing along with Willie Nelson, and then, you know, everything else goes out the window. And we'll also review the latest up at drudgereport.com. I say that because I want to go over and see what's being covered. Yeah, explosives made of pressure cookers. Roommate speaks out about Saudi national being questioned by FBI. Well, if the Saudis did it, we have to spin the globe and then just randomly pick a country like Iraq and attack it. Like maybe the Pentagon could nuke Canada. If Saudi Arabia is involved in this again, we'll just attack another random country like Luxembourg or something, or maybe Mexico or. Lawmakers question trusted status for Saudi travelers. After Boston, congressman urges caution on immigration. Muslim Brotherhood leader points to conspiracy behind bombing. Two men speaking Arabic escorted off plane. It just goes on and on. Witness recount war zone at Marathon, warning graphic content. That's some of the stuff there. We're covering it all at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
Bible. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.